Welcome to Divine Inspiration by Dantisha James. Today we're going to talk about finish your task. Yes, finish your task. I can remember going through training at my job, my old job, to become an auditor. And we had to take training for a week, and it was so boring and very dry. It was a very dry class. So the instructor would tell us about becoming an ISO auditor, but it was foreign language to me because he was explaining from a field of an airplane, and I was in the field of vehicles. And at the end of the training, we had to pass a test that can take up to 2 hours, and we couldn't fail to be certified as an auditor. My brain was fried, and I didn't have confidence that I would pass the test. But I did look over the book and the notes I wrote down to try to pass the test. And even though it was a difficult test, I did pass the test and I finished, and I was so glad to be an ISO auditor. And to finish what you start, no matter how difficult or how challenging it can be. We are children of the Most High God, and even through difficulties, He can help us finish our task. You heard that? He can help us finish our task. Don't make no difference how dry it is, how difficult it is. Our God can help us finish our task. So let's get into the Word of God. You ready to get into the Word of God? I am so ready to get into the Word of God. Let's go into 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 through 8, and look what the Word of God says. It says this: "For I am already being poured out like a drinking offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight and I finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearance." And so Apostle Paul reviews his life and ministry for God, knowing that his death was near. He described his Christian life in number one. He conscious the Christian's life as a good fight, the only fight worth fighting. He fought against Satan and evil spirits, pagan Judaism, immorality in the church, the distortion of the gospel, worldliness, and sin. Number two, he sees himself finishing a race that he had begun, having remained to the Lord Jesus Christ, and many trials and temptations throughout his life. Number three, he also testified that he has kept the faith in spite of the times of severe testing and great discouragement, in much trouble, both when forsaken by friends and opposite by false teachers. He never compromised the gospel or revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ that he had been given. So the good news is that the heavenly reward is not just for the giants of the faith like Apostle Paul, but for all who are eagerly looking forward to Jesus Christ's second coming. Apostle Paul gave these words to encourage Timothy and us that no matter how difficult the fight seems, keep fighting. Let me say that sentence again. No matter how difficult the circumstances be or the situation be, we supposed to keep fighting. When we are with Jesus Christ, we will discover that it was all worth it. Let's get back into the Word of God. I want to read again 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. And it says this: "Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearance." And so, because of Paul remained faithful to his Lord in the gospel entrusted to him, the Spirit witnessed to him that God's loving approval and the crown of righteousness was awaiting him in heaven. God has reserved rewards in heaven for all who remain loyal to him, all who remain loyal to Christ Jesus in his gospel. New Testament believers had an intense longing for the Lord's return to take them from earth to be with him forever. A distinctive mark of God's people is that they long for Jesus Christ and do not feel at home in this world and are looking forward to being with him in their heavenly home. So God's children does not look forward on this earth to make this earth our home. We desire to be with our Heavenly Father because there's so much chaos in the world and so much selfishness. And it's all about me and hate and bitterness. Oh, God's children cannot wait to see our Heavenly Father. Can't wait to be in His presence because we don't have to deal with none of the nonsense on this world. But God has us here for a reason to do His will. So let's keep going on. And so we're going to go into Genesis chapter 2, and I want to read verse 1 through 2. Let's look at the word of God. It says this: "Those the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast areas. By the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day, He rested from all His work." And so we live in an action-oriented world. There always seems to be something to do in no time to rest. Yet God demonstrated that rest is appropriate and right. If God Himself rested from His work, we should not be surprised that we also need rest. Let me say this sentence again. We should not be surprised that we all need rest. Jesus demonstrated this principle when he and His disciples left in a boat to get away from the crowds. Our times of rest refreshes us for times of service. Let me say it again, because it's very, very important. Our times of rest refresh us for the time of service. And so we need to rest our body. We need to rest our mind. We can't keep going without no rest. Let me keep going on. So Jesus knew when it was time to work, he knew when it was time to rest. And Jesus knew the importance of hard work better than anyone did. At the same time, He knew that he can only be most effective at work when we also took time for rest. Jesus and the disciples were consistently busy. Rest is necessary for those who labor. Sleep helps improve the brain performance, move, and focus. Physical health rest helps your body recover, which can prevent us from injuries, lower blood pressure, support a healthy immune system. Mental health rest can help with the better mental health and reduce stress. Did you know that? You hear it all because if we rest our mind, rest our body, rest our eyes, will help us and it will benefit us for our good. Let's get back into the word of God. We're going to go into James chapter 1, and I'm going to read verse 2 through 4. James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. And this is what the word of God says. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Do you know perseverance is equaling to patience? Yes, perseverance is equaling to patience. See, when we can grow mature, we got to be under pressure. We got to go through trials. We got to go through hard times so God can get that characteristic out of us so we can continue to grow as a Christian to be mature and not on the baby milk. So when we go through pressure and trials and tribulations, we need not to run from that situation, but let God help us get through it. Because it's going to work out for our good. So that's why James is saying, count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when we go through it, because you can learn from it that we are growing in our faith so we can be more mature Christians and not baby Christians. Can I get an amen? I'm going to go ahead and say an amen on it right there. All right, let's keep going on. So we can't really know the depth of our character until we see how we react under pressure. It is easy to be kind to others when everything is going well. But can we still be kind when others are treating us unfairly? God wants to make us mature and complete, not to keep us from all pain. Instead of complaining about our struggles, we should see them as opportunities for growth. Thank God for promises to be with you in rough times, right? Let us thank God for promises of being with us through rough times. Ask Him to help you solve your problems and to give you the strength to endure them. Then be patient. God will not leave you alone with your problems. He will stay close and help you grow. So finishing your tasks are your goals, God never promised us that it would be easy to go after our goals or even the tasks he has given to us. For us to finish our task as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we will need his help. We will need his strength, and we will need his comfort, and we need to continue to focus on him. And so let's get it back into the word of God. I have notes and I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so we're going to go into 1 Samuel. I write notes to myself in my notes. And then when I get on here, I'm like, what did I say? But I got it. I got it. So we're going to go into 1 Samuel chapter 17, and we're going to go down to verse 50 through 51. And this is what the word of God says. So David trumpeted over the Philistines with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the sheath. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. So David's victory over Goliath came as a result of his faith in God. Let me say it again. David's victory over Goliath came as a result of his faith in God that had already been tested and proven in his life. We can identify five specific factors that led his trumpet. Let's identify this. One, David had a heart for God that caused him to seek the Lord in his faith continually. In 1 Chronicles 16, chapter 16, verse 10 through 11 says this, glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord in his strength, seek his face always. Number two, David had a zealous and deep concern for honor and reputation of the Lord God of Israel. He recognized that Goliath was defying not just the armies of Israel, but the Lord God himself. Number three, David's confidence in the Lord's power had been strengthened by his memory of previous times when he had prayed for and experienced God's deliverance. In Psalms chapter 29, verse 3 through 4 says, the voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. Number four, David trusted not in himself, but in God to achieve the victory over Goliath and the Philistines. Did you hear me? David did not trust in himself, but he trusted in God, and that's what made him have victory over Goliath. Let's keep going on. So while you listen to this, understand we got to have trust in God, and we got to believe God, and that's how we continue to have victory over our obstacles, over our mountains, over Satan and all his demons. Number five, the Spirit of the Lord came mighty upon him. Wherever God's children face seemingly overwhelming problems and situations, those giants can be overcome. If we exercise faith like David and depend upon the power of the Holy Spirit, do you depend upon the power of the Holy Spirit? Let me tell you something. A sister like me, depend on the Holy Spirit. I welcome the Holy Spirit. I ask the Holy Spirit with me everywhere I go to help me because the Holy Spirit lives in God's children and he is our helper. So let's wrap it up. Let's go into John chapter 19, verse 30. John chapter 19, verse 30. And the word of God says this. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Until this time, a complicated system of sacrifice had atoned for sins. Sin separates people from God and had atoned for, sin separates people from God, and only through the sacrifice of an animal, a substitute could be forgiven and become clean before God. But people sin continually, so frequently sacrifice was required. Jesus, however, became the final and ultimate sacrifice for sin. The word finished is the same as paid in full. Jesus came to finish God's work of salvation, to pay the full penalty for our sins. With his death, the complex sacrificial system ended because Jesus took all sin upon himself. Now we can freely approach God because of what Jesus did for us. Let me say that sentence again. Now we can freely approach God because what Jesus Christ has done for us. Those who believe in Jesus' death and resurrection can live eternally with God and escape the penalty that comes from sin. Nothing can be added to the finished work of the cross for salvation. In the way of salvation is now open to all who believe and draw upon Jesus Christ's work at the cross. And so we got to finish our task as our Heavenly Father finished his task, and as the disciples and David and everyone, as he gives us example, we have to finish our task no matter how hard it gets, no matter how difficult it gets. We got to trust in our God, because our God can see us through. Thank you so much for listening to Divine Inspiration. God bless you. Bye.